Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. It is December 30th, almost the end of this year, 2013. And this is Gary L. Wimmer coming to you from Austin, Texas for Psychics Gone Wild. Glad to have you folks with us tonight. Sorry about the little interruption on the intro there. There was an intro that was already pre-programmed that kind of surprised me. So I deleted it and started the one with Psychics Gone Wild in the music. We're glad to have you folks with us tonight, and we are going to be taking some calls. And just to let you folks know, we take them in order as they come, as they register on the host room here. So area code's 203-229-904-936 and 858. Stick around. We will be getting to every one of you. And when I say we, I'm talking about myself, Gary L. Wimmer, and my fine, interesting, fascinating, beautiful Mystic Haven, who also goes by Dawn, my co-host. And so before I talk any further, I'm going to let my sweet Mystic Haven introduce herself. You with us, my dear?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody. Alegria. Hi, Gary. This is Dawn, or also known as Mystic Haven, and I am here in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And I am happy to be of service to everybody tonight. Hope you had a wonderful holiday.
And tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, Dawn.
Let's see. Basically, I was born with the gift of clairvoyance, clairaudience. I am a psychic medium. I have been since birth, and I use these gifts and abilities to help others. I also am the owner of Natural Mystic Haven, which is basically holistic healing products, which is, you know, herbal teas, bath and body products, candles, an entire chakra line, and then also the Mystic Haven products, which are more along the magical lines, to better improve people's lives, to bring, you know, positive aspects and positive changes. So I just combine all of that together, and there you have it.
There you are. You brought up something about being psychic. You know, really everybody is psychic, and we always encourage you, any decent psychic will encourage other people to develop their own psychic ability. It's a part of being human. Yeah, and it really is. It improves your life. It helps your relationship with however you see God and the universe and yourself. So those of y'all that feel some sort of subtle hints of your psychic ability, it's true, it exists, but it's like anything in life, it has to be developed. I've been a musician and a psychic professionally since 1972, so I'm not a spring chicken, so to speak, and I've learned a lot about psychic ability through an experience I had in 1977 that I wrote a book about, called The Second Eternity. I had a near-death experience that absolutely amazed me. If you folks are interested, you can always check out A Second in Eternity. And in 1980, I met a lady who showed me how to read stones. It's a method called lithomancy. I'd started giving readings in the early 70s, but when I learned this method, it really fascinated me. And this is where I'll be doing some readings tonight. In a nutshell, this system involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, up through Pluto, and then 6 stones on life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and paperwork. And we drop these into a circle. I drop them. I read them from the center up toward the top and then around like a clock for 12 weeks. And the readings both Dawn and I will be doing tonight will be sort of short. We have a lot of callers in the room, so we may start alternating readings. We may try to do one for each here. I'll just kind of keep you folks posted. But I wrote a book called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. If you folks are interested in this art, it's probably the only book I think that's been written on it. I wrote it because I was trying to learn how other people did it and found nothing written about it. So it's Lithomancy. You can Google that and you can find me or the book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. So we've had several callers tonight, and we're going to get to you folks. And we're, first of all, both Dawn and I wish all you folks a very happy holidays, Christmas, whatever you want to say, and a happy new year. So and let's make it a great new year for everybody, for all the people on the planet. That sounds like a good New Year's resolution. Are you with me, Dawn?
Yes, absolutely.
So everybody, that's our task, is to wish good things on ourselves and the universe and so forth, and let's let a lot of magic come back into this world for 2014. Now, having said that, I'm going to move to our first caller. Talk to you a little earlier from 203. Remind me of your name again, my dear.
Good evening. Happy holidays. My name is Soroya. I'm calling in from Connecticut.
That's a beautiful name, Soroya, huh?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you like a general reading? Do you want to ask some questions? Do you want to go to Dawn first? What's up with you, my dear?
Okay, I had a question, and I think you started off the topic with the development of your psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll say a couple words. In fact, what I'll do is I'll drop these stones for you, and I'll say a little bit about what I see, and then we'll move on to Dawn and give you a little insight from both angles. And we'll probably do that for the first couple callers, and then we might start alternating, like I said. But
okay.
Soroya, what a beautiful
yes,
name, girl. What a beautiful
Thank
name.
Thank you. I'm going to tell my mom.
Oh, it's just beautiful. It really is. I'm charging these stones up, and I'm going to concentrate on your psychic ability. And all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see about it. Okay?
Okay.
And whenever you say drop. There
drop.
You go. Well, actually, you're on this whole new phase of your life with love, with
mm-hmm.
good decisions, with good techniques, with Neptune coming into play. It has a lot to do with spirituality. And there seems like there's been a lot of things around both your home, your relationship, and your life that have been resolved a lot recently. And it's put you on this good path. And that's where you start learning about psychic abilities, being in a good space, in a good mood, in an opened, sort of spiritually opened time in your life or mental state and so forth. And it feels like you're in that. So over the next week or two, you're going to start learning more about how you're going to learn, techniques, reading, decisions, investigation, that sort of thing. And by the second and third week, you're going to realize that you've really opened some doors. And now you're going to start processing more and more information about your own psychic ability. And it has a lot to do with how you've even used it in making the relationship around home. Those things work good for you. Is this making sense to you?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay, because by the third and fourth week here, and I'm concentrating a little bit more on your psychic ability, by the third and fourth week here, from what you've learned in this first week about being empowered, about making these decisions as far as techniques, investigation, looking for information, that sort of thing, about feeling the feedback about it in the third and fourth week here, by the fifth and sixth week, you're really progressing a lot in both direction and in learning and development and what you've learned about this relationship. because that's part of your learning about yourself, people, what makes you tick, your emotions, that sort of thing. And from the 9th to the 12th week, again, sort of short and sweet here, you're going to be able to look back on a lot of the things you've been through, not only recently on relationships and so forth, but a lot of things in your life, and they'll make a lot more sense to you. And it's like that opens a very lucky cycle for you, because it sort of like answers a lot of questions that have been built up for a long time, which further amplifies your psychic ability. Now, that's kind of, in a nutshell, short and sweet, what I see about it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it do. I've been contemplating that in my spirit a whole lot. That's been my questions.
You're ready to go, girl. Don't be afraid to grow. And I'm going to turn you over to my sweet co-host, Dawn, and let her add to that.
Thank you so much, Gary.
You too, girl.
Shine on this, from being told on this one. You don't always listen to it. Like, you have second thoughts, like, oh, I don't know. Listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Listen to your intuition, because you know what? It's the only thing that will never lie to you. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You're also a very strong empath, which means, you know, you feel, I mean, physically feel the emotions of others quite strongly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that if you spend some time, even if it's only 15 minutes a day, you know, I know people are very busy, just in meditation, you know, just closing your eyes and breathing, that breathing technique. Ask your guides, talk to your guides, whether you know who they are or not. You've got four of them around you, right? Two females and two males. Okay,
okay.
One's younger, one's older, okay? He is a much older man, but very wise. Like somebody you might see like on a wise council type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to them. Ask them to help you to develop, to learn, and to understand these gifts. Everybody has gifts. Everybody. Everybody. They're just different for everybody. But yours, as you continue to learn through meditation, through reading, through studying, and listening to your intuition and your guides, you are going to become phenomenal. And then you will also learn how to control that, especially with the empathy part, because sometimes that can be hard. You know, when you're around somebody who is grieving, you know, and you feel that very strongly, but you will learn how to control that so that it's not hitting you quite as hard, but that you'll still be able to help them. Okay? So just, you know, listen to that intuition, because it's really good. Okay? And talk to your guides and just meditate.
Thank you so very much.
You're
all
welcome.
Have a good night. And peace and blessings to the new year to you both. Thank you.
God bless.
Again.
Have a wonderful new year.
You
Thank
too.
Thank you, my
Bye-bye.
Dear. God
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
You too. Thank you.
And for all you folks that are learning to develop psychic ability, remember, it's just like typing or driving or mowing the yard. It's a technique. We have to learn the technique. It takes time to develop. Yeah. But your desire to want to learn covers a lot of ground. Now we're going to move to area code 229. I think I talked to Melvin a little bit earlier. Melvin, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Melvin.
Hi.
Melvin, you get to choose. You want to go Dawn first? You want me to do a reading for you first? Whatever you choose, my man.
Yeah, I will go with Dawn first. How you doing, Ms. Dawn?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. What can I help you with, honey?
I just want to see what you see coming up for me. I don't know how to word this. Like in my finances and getting a job and just overall view of what's coming up for me. I've been struggling for too long, so. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, where are you located? What area?
I'm in Georgia, South Georgia.
Okay. Let me see what spirit shows on this one. Yeah, because, I mean, when you first started talking, that was, like, the first thing that came up was employment.
Yeah.
Let me see. They're showing, from what I'm being shown here, construction. There's buildings being built. Do you have work in that, doing that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, this is what is being shown. Okay, it's with buildings. You're building things because they're showing lumber. Okay. But it's something that is, you know, it's very easy to learn. So, and actually that would be something good because it'll add something to your resume. Okay. They're showing as far as time frame, they're saying late February, early March. But if you go now, okay, and start putting applications out, because they are going to be start looking for people very shortly, because Spirit is saying put the name out now, get it out now, and then stay on it. Once a week you call. You call them and you stay on it. And it looks, from what I'm seeing, there's like three different places that you're going to be going to. One of them is a big ad. You're going to see a big ad in the newspaper. And it's going to be a construction company, okay, seeking laborers is what it says. Okay, and it's in big, bold print. Can't miss it. When you see that, you call them right away, okay, because they're going to put you on that list, right? And then within 2 weeks, they're going to start calling people. Okay, that's the biggest one that was shown here. But they're also showing that you're putting them out to other areas, too. So don't limit yourself just to one area.
Right.
Okay?
Because
you're looking for like an immediate type of, or a very soon type of release, or release right now. But that will actually continue all the way through the end of summer if you stick with it. And then you'll be in a better position if you want to move to something else, then you'll be able to. Okay.
Right.
As far as the financial aspect of it, it will improve. It will now. You have to make sure that when you see these ads, you respond to them immediately and then stay on top of them. Once a week, contact them. But they are showing that there is work coming. But just be a little patient and be persistent.
Yes, because the type of work I've been doing, I've been working at a mental hospital here in Georgia, and. Mm-hmm. I have a really bad back, and I know the physical world, when you say construction, you know, I don't know about that with my back. That's why I work in a mental hospital and also, you know, coach. I'm a football coach here in Georgia, but I have not coached since 2006. But the hospital closed up here. Actually, tomorrow night is their last night. All the employees are gone, so that's why I'm trying to get back in school at least this month. Yes, next month, excuse me, and to finish up my degree in middle grade education, because that's what I want to do, be able to get back in school to finish up this coming year in 2014, just now.
And you will. You will, but they're showing. But they haven't changed it though. They're still showing that construction. I mean, because you have to realize too. Yeah. When people hear construction, they think, "Oh, really heavy." Not necessarily.
No.
Okay, they will take it into consideration. Okay, but like I said, from what I'm seeing, they're showing toward end of summer all the way. And isn't that normally when football season starts? Because the opportunity will be there for you if you want to change and go back to that. You could.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they're showing like... Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But do you see me in... do you see me... lost my friend. Do you see me getting back in school next month?
If you so choose, yes.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, everything is based on choice.
Right, because I got to find a loan or either a grant by the 6th of next month. Do you see that happening?
Have you already done the paperwork, all of it?
I have not finished all of it, but I'm in the process of finishing it all up. But once I get all that taken care of, do you see me sitting in the classroom next month?
As long as you finish doing that, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, but you got to finish it because I was just saying that, you know, there was something missing there. So that means, and then you had said, well, I didn't finish it. You got to finish it and then send it out. Okay, so as soon as you do that, then, you know, because everything doesn't just come to you. We have to do the legwork too. So.
Yes, Yeah.
Okay. So as long as you do that, then yes. Yes. But make sure you keep an eye out for these ads. Even if it is just a temporary thing, it will get you back on your feet.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And one more last question. I misplaced my birth certificate, and in the state of Georgia, you have to have it when we get your driver's license renewed. I have moved all of my apartment, and I can't find it.
It's in an envelope. It's in an envelope in a drawer. They're showing a bottom drawer.
Bottom drawer.
Mm-hmm. They're showing it. It's in an envelope. It looks like a bottom drawer to me.
Okay.
Can I make a comment there, Dawn and,
sure.
and Melvin? Let me
yeah,
give a little statement about that. About 2 years ago, I lost my keys for about the 4,000th time and was frantically digging through the drawers like everybody does over and over. And then I finally went, to hell with this. Keys, you find me. And I put that in my mind.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I put that in my mind over the next day or two, and sure enough, not only did I stumble on my keys, I've suggested that to a lot of people about a lot of things, and a lot of other people have found it to work. So reprogram yourself on your papers finding you. And when you were talking about education, further education, I felt like that's very good for you. That's really the way you can go. And even if you don't get it all synced up this time, which it feels like you can, it's a race against time in some way, but it's not don't be a race against time within yourself as far as knowing that you can plow a completely more prosperous, more happy future for yourself through expanding your education, because I feel like it's a strong thing for you coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely it is.
Keep your mind open to
it.
Keep your mind open to it, brother, and just determine that you're going to get that education, you're going to get that better job, and you're not going to be worried. You're going to be able to benefit people just like your motivation says. Good intentions, brother.
Thank you. Thank both of you all.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a wonderful new year. Stay safe.
Yep, same here. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, sir.
You too, Melvin. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Glad to have you callers in, and we are moving right along to area code 936. In just a moment, we'll be with 858-740 and 912. So hopefully we can get to all of you. Looks like we can, but this is area code 936. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Tina.
Tina?
Nina.
Oh, Mina.
Nina, N-I-N-A. Yeah.
N-I-N-A. Okay, well, I'm deaf, D-E-A-F. No. I'm just not as young as Y-O-U-A-R-E. How's that? You know? And it's a good thing to hear you laugh, Nina and Dawn and myself, because laughter is the way to keep ourselves sane in this crazy world. So don't forget to lighten up folks a lot, laugh. And so, Nina, would you like a general reading and a little dose of Mystic Haven both?
Doesn't matter. I had a question, kind of, sort of. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I'll ask you. You'll get it for 2 hours.
I
asked
the question. I'm not sure how to ask.
Well, it's
just,
probably
just,
about.
You know what? Just blurt it out.
It's probably about love.
No, not really. I mean, I kind of figured that part out. I mean, I have a strange husband who left me basically in a. Has my back against the wall, and I don't know what to do. Like, I guess I'm thinking I'm gonna have to move, but I'm wondering if I'll see like a move soon and where.
Let me give you a general reading. It'll probably cover some of those things, and then, like I said, you're gonna get the double whammy with Dawn, and so we'll give you in the next 5 minutes. We'll give you 3 or 4 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes of each of us. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Okay, Nina, all you have to do is say drop whenever you feel like it, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months. Whenever you say drop.
Okay. Drop.
There you go. Okay, well, you are healing a lot from a lot of love things and things around your place and so forth. because of miscommunication, not necessarily yours all the time. It's, but it has put you sort of in a feeling of like, I've caused this, or I'm responsible, or what should I do, and so forth. Now, the interesting thing I see is within the next week and a half to two, even though you're kind of going through this intense stir-up, it's bringing you a lot of luck, and it's bringing you support, and it's bringing you, like, people back in to help you, to care for you, to give you luck, to give you direction, and it's helping you realize that it's like you've got this feeling of, I'm just not going to let this knock me down. And that's the first thing I feel like it's very important for you to maintain that feeling. Because by the second into the third week here, it feels like your issues or a lot of issues are solved in this regard. You're changing a place. Is that what it is?
I'm thinking I might have to. I'm not sure how to make it happen, but I'm thinking that's going to be my next step.
Could be your next step, but you could also work things out there where that's not what you have to do. And that's a possibility. I know it may not seem like, you know, it's not written in stone either way, but it is sort of written that over the next week and a half to two, you're going to figure solutions to this. So first of all, don't push your panic button. Push your enlightenment button. Push your God loves me and takes care of me and I'm a good person and I deserve to see the clarity through this and all that other positive thinking, because that helps you start seeing a solution sooner rather than later. And within this third and fourth week here, I get a feeling you get not only a lot of these things lined up, but you get support back coming your way quite a lot. And again, I'm going kind of quick through these next couple months because of time. We got a lot of callers. But from the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, you're going to realize how much strength this has brought you, how it's helped you become not only braver, but the answer was in the problem. So that's why I feel that there's luck behind this craziness right now. And some of it has to do with how you talk, how you negotiate, how you reach compromise, how you reach peace, and how you reach balance. So that's – and first it's within yourself. Because when you do that, regardless of the situation, then you can take the next step toward empowerment. Because you're empowering yourself at the first step, which is have faith and confidence and so forth. And by the end of this three-month period – you're going to be completely in a different realm. Love's going to be very good. You're going to be balanced again. Home issues are going to be settled. And that's kind of what I see in the short and sweet. Don't be afraid or intimidated. Be wise, be strong, take a deep breath and go, I'm going to make it through this with flying colors. That's your first step. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes.
I'm going to pass it on to Dawn.
Okay, thank you.
You too, Nina.
I have to agree with everything that Gary just told you, honey. Everything. Especially the part, you know, as far as taking a step back. Because you can't, when you're in something, you can't always see it clearly. But when you take a step back and you look at it as an observer instead of the person actually in it, you'd be amazed what you can see about what's really going on around you, what it is you want to achieve, what you like in your life, what you don't like in your life. And now with a new year coming, and this is for anybody, you know, if there are things in your life that you're not happy with, take that step back. Ask the universe to intervene and say, here, okay, this is what I have going on here. Ask for guidance. Sit down, write down what it is you want to change, and then take the steps that you need one at a time to make those changes. So, yeah, I have to completely agree with everything that Gary had said is absolutely correct, and that would be my recommendation as well.
Okay.
You'll be all right. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. Listen to your guides. Listen to your intuition, like I told the last caller, because, you know, it won't fail you. Pray, you know, to whatever you deem divinity to be. Pray and ask for guidance, and it will be given. Okay? You'll be right. Don't worry. Have faith in yourself.
Amen. Have faith in yourself. That's where it starts.
Yes.
Does that help you, Nina?
Yes.
And remember, everything is a technique. Life's a technique. Breathing is a technique. And self-improvement is a technique. And don't be afraid to win, okay?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to come out smelling like a rose, baby. There you go. Good to hear your laughter. You have a good New Year, Nita, okay?
Y'all too.
God bless you, girl.
Happy New Year, honey.
Y'all too.
Thank you. And to all you folks, you can find out more about me and about Mystic Haven on PsychicsGoneWild.com. And you can always tune into our radio show here once a week at 8 Eastern and 7, as you have tonight. Let your friends know about it. We always like to have a lot of callers. We try to get everyone we can. And so saying that, we're moving along to 858. 858, are you here?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my phone call. Roxana.
Roxana, what a nice, sweet voice you have.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sound like a singer or a movie star. Maybe you are and don't know it. Maybe you're a rock star and don't know it, my dear. Although, having been in the music field, I wouldn't wish that on anybody, really. Kind of kidding. Would you like to talk to Dawn first? Would you like a general reading first? Would you like both, my dear?
Well, I have a question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you address Dawn. I'm going to get a little bit of water, and if you want me to add to it, let me know in a minute. Dawn, this is Roxana.
Sure. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, honey. What's your question?
I was wondering about the relationship between me and gentleman. I don't see him at this time, but do you feel that things will work out for us next year? Or I have to say goodbye to this person. I mean, not goodbye, but, well.
Okay.
To this relationship.
Huh?
I mean, goodbye to your relationship. To the relationship.
Say that one more time. I didn't catch that.
Do you think that we will be back together as a couple next year, or this relationship is over?
Oh, or if you should move on. Oh, my, let me see. What is your sign and what is his sign?
Mine is Gemini and his is Aries.
Okay. That's an interesting combination. Was there a lot of arguing going on there? Because they're showing tension. They're showing red.
No,
which
it was not.
Signifies the type of tension, not agreeing on things, which is not unusual. Couples.
No, it was probably my ex-husband. It's a different person that we always argue.
Okay, but this is not the ex-husband.
No, he's not. It's a boyfriend.
Okay. That's what I thought. But they're still showing that red. So there was, you know,
because ex-husband is around me quite often. So I would like it's not about ex-husband. It's about that they're different person.
Okay. But the person you're inquiring about is the person that you were involved with, right? Not the ex-husband.
Yes.
Okay.
No, completely. Two different people.
Okay.
One is ex-husband that is around me for some other reasons quite often, and the person that I had a relationship, a boyfriend.
Right.
That I'm asking about the boyfriend, not about the ex-husband.
Right. Okay, yep. Parting ways, which you had already stated, that's shown. Let me see. No, there's not really much of a closure they're showing.
No, we didn't have a closure. That's true.
No.
We don't communicate at this time.
Right. But that's for various reasons. It's not, doesn't seem to be like one in specific. It's almost like a culmination of things, and it just kind of built. You know what I mean? It kind of led to that. No, they're not.
Maybe I can ask Gary if he picks up something on this.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a tough call, really, because you have to remember everything is by choice. From what I'm being shown on this, I don't see an immediate, as far as getting, you know what I mean, having that communication again.
Well, actually, we can communicate. The problem is not communication. I want to see if we will be back in the relationship. I can pick up the phone and call today, but it's not what I actually want.
Right. No, I mean, communication is not just the verbal. The communication, you know, it's a lot of different things, especially in a relationship. But they're not, as of right now, they're not showing an immediate coming back together. You know what I mean? Adjoining back together, not showing, I'm not seeing that right at the moment. Okay, the only thing Spirit is saying here is like 2 months. So whatever it is, the problem, it's going to need to be worked out. And if it isn't worked out, then it may be better just to go separate ways. So, it's a choice, you know, and it's something that you both have to agree on, if this is something that you want or if it's something that you don't want. Does that make sense?
I didn't know.
Yeah, because they're not, it's like a gray area. When they show a gray area on something, it means that whatever the problem is, it can be worked out, but it has to be a mutual working out. So even if one wants to work it out and the other one doesn't, you know what I mean? It's not, you may need to let it go.
Can I ask you something, Roxanne?
Okay, Gary, yes.
It feels like a distance. I don't know.
He may be traveling because he goes and travels around holidays a lot.
It feels like distance is one thing that's kind of going through you right now. I'll tell you what, if you just...
He lives 15 miles from me. I don't think that he moved someone saw him just recently. So
I didn't necessarily mean just physical distance. It's like distance in plans, in a way. I think he cares about you a lot. I do. I think I feel like he's just going in a has a lot of work to do. Has a lot of things to line up. Can't make a commitment right now, not sure, doesn't want to hurt you, doesn't want to paint a false picture. And so it's almost like he's playing maybe a little bit of stall in a way. And it's he certainly doesn't mean to hurt you or throw you off, but it's like he's got to kind of figure out his logistics. Does that make sense?
Maybe.
Yeah, like his plans, what he's going to do about work, about travel, about financial things, about it even feels like, has he been married before?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like that. He's even got things there that, even though it's kind of settled, it's not completely. It makes him a little bit, and I know this because I've been the guy who never made commitments. I'm 66. I never got married. I was kind of about 40 before I realized a friend told me, he said, Gary, you have to make a commitment for women to stick around, ding. And I laugh at myself because I was 40 years old when I learned the obvious. So Dawn's right about the space, the distance, or the kind of separation, but I feel like it's something that's just in transition right now. And you can't plan everything on where the train's going to end up when you're just now kind of seeing it maybe depart the station temporarily. I would stay inspired, but be ready to prepared to keep your options open, and that way you've got both good possibilities rather than feel lonely or uncertain on either count. Let it happen and feel good and put out good energy and good vibes and stay in touch as you feel like you need to be, but let it flow out of you and let him come back.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he will?
I think if you kind of let go of the anxiety about him doing so, it's more likely to happen. You know?
Yeah, I have to agree with that one. Yeah.
Yeah, relax. You ladies
sometimes
are real calm.
Sometimes you got to let go a little bit, you know, give him some space.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with a bunch of brothers, man. I know how oblivious men can be. It's not that we're bad. We just don't think as complex as y'all do. We just don't. No, we kind of go through, what's next? I mean, we do, and women take a lot of things very personal, very heavy, and very dramatic because you're very emotional and you're very complex, and you have to be. Nature made you that way. But you're also very intuitive. and very spiritual and very loving, and those are all good qualities. So don't torture yourself over some other person's doing. Reward yourself on how good you are, and let that energy be the energy that he picks up on, and maybe he'll be scratching his head in a week or two and go, let me rethink this. That's your best tool. Mm-hmm. Relax, be at peace, put good energy out. Try it. You got nothing to lose, girl. You got everything to gain. Am I right, Dawn?
Absolutely.
Positive thinking.
Thank you, Bose. Thank you, Don and Gary.
You too, girl. It's not written in stone yet, so there's workability, but be at peace while the workability is reformatting. And reformat yourself in the process, not from a worried state, but from a confident, look yourself in the mirror and look, realize how beautiful and cool you are, and if that guy's got a brain, he'll pick up on it. And be at peace with you. Okay,
thank
girl.
You.
That's from a guy who's known what it's like to not make a commitment, so you're not going to get anything more on this, you know. Thanks for being with us, Roxanna.
Sure, thank you. Bye.
Have a good New Year.
You too. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks. And remember, to Roxanna and all you folks, you can always listen back on the archives, and you can actually download the file yourself and listen to it. So. Got two more callers here we're going to get to in the next few minutes. It's 912 and 904. And we'd like to say once again, you can check out both Dawn and I on psychicsgonewild.com. We can cover a lot more in 30 minutes than we can in 3 to 5. So check out what we do. And having said that, we're moving on to area code 912. 912, you with us?
Yes.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Mary.
Mary.
Hi, Mary. Trey,
hi, I'm going to let, Dawn and Mary go about this for a minute. I'm going to get some water and talk to y'all in just a second.
Okay. Hey. So what's going on? How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm in Southeast Georgia.
Oh, okay. Another Georgia. Outstanding. And what can I do for you?
Well, I have a friend that I'm acquainted with that recommended a call to you guys. Her name is Jan.
Her name is Jan.
I'm just open to what you may feel and perceive about me. I have a deep intuitiveness, and I'm totally in tune most of the time. Well, you know, sometimes.
Okay, so... I mean, is there a specific question or just...
Well, you know, I've listened to the last 15 minutes right at it, and I've heard so much about love. And this is what I know. Love is everybody's question, right? So possibility, it might be mine, but mine could be one or two, three things. You know, just what do you feel? Anything about me?
Well, let me see here. What is your sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Okay. That's a good sign.
It is.
I like your card. It is a good sign. Let me see. Are you interested in... You've got dark hair. Let's see, it's about 6 feet tall. There's somebody, either you're dating him or somebody that you're interested in. He's around you a lot.
There is someone I'm interested in. There is a woman.
Huh?
It's a woman.
That's all right. Well, she's tall.
And she's 5'6".
Okay. Well, that's tall to me. I'm only 5 foot.
Yes.
So.
Exactly.
That's tall. And what is her name? Just her first.
Right there.
Yes, I'm here.
Her name is Crystal.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so you're wondering about that, right?
A little. Fortunately, I think she's a habitual liar.
Oh, no. That's not good. That's not good. Well, you need to follow your instincts on that one, honey. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, honesty in a relationship is one of the most important things above anything else. Because without honesty, it will not work with anybody.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're gay, if they're straight. I don't, honesty. Because without it, it's not even worth hanging on to. Okay, that's just food for thought. Your intuition and spirit. Spirit is saying, seek guidance. That's what Spirit is saying. Seek guidance and listen. Because apparently Spirit has been trying to give you messages, but you've been blocking it off. You're not listening. Okay?
Yeah, I'm listening. I just don't want to look at it. I know.
It's just like the universe is a saying, okay? Sometimes when, if we are on a certain path, and again, this is for anybody listening, if we are on a certain path, and we know that we're supposed to be doing one thing, but we want to do something else, okay?
Yes.
The universe has a very interesting way of stepping in and putting you back on that path when you least expect it. Okay. Yeah? Okay. So when Spirit, this is, I think, because it's very insistent on this. Very, very insistent. So there's obviously a very special plan for you, and they want you to listen. Okay? Don't be afraid, because they're showing some fear with this. Don't be afraid. Okay? Listen to your instincts. Listen to your intuition and follow it. Don't be afraid to talk to people and say, hey, I have this, or I have this I'm trying to do. Don't be afraid to follow it. They're showing finances here.
I'm sorry. It's hard for me to hear you.
They're showing some finances here. Some concern with that. But no, let me see. No, end of February they're showing here. End of February, and they're showing cash. What do you do for a living?
What I do for a living? Unfortunately, I've had 2 open heart surgeries, and I'm not working it.
Okay, well, they're showing an influx of cash here.
Well, I'm totally into cash. I draw it to me. I do buy a scratch off every now and then and win quite big.
Oh, you're one of those lucky ones. I never win at those things. Well, they're showing an influx of cash, okay? And it's not a check I'm seeing. I'm seeing cash, okay, like the green stuff. So who knows? You could be winning big on this one, girl. You better start playing the lottery a lot.
I haven't played much in the last 5-6 weeks, so occasionally I'll buy like 6 tickets.
Okay,
the most I've won is 1,000 at one time.
Okay, well, this looks to be a substantial amount, so you may want to play like the Powerball, Mega Millions.
Okay, I never played those. That's an idea.
Yes, okay. And what you see in your mind, okay, positive brings positive. I know some people are like, oh, no, it doesn't. Yes, it does. Okay?
It does.
What you think, what you speak, what you do, if you keep it as positive as possible, that is what you will bring. So you see that. See that in your mind's eye because you have a very strong mind's eye.
Yes.
Okay? You can manifest things better than you realize. Be careful. Bring positives, but be careful because even with
the
negative,
she's a positive surge for my life. She is a positive surge for my life. But unfortunately, I think she is not leveling the truth with me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as far as?
She told me she has leukemia just suddenly one night. And I'm thinking, But it just concerned me, because I said, why haven't you shared it with me? She said, I don't talk to anybody about it, but I don't know.
Well, if you have doubts about things, okay, and again, this is, for anybody, sometimes it's good to say, well, can you prove it? you know, or what about this kind of paperwork or what kind of blood work? I mean,
well,
you know,
I have played with her. I have played with her to tell me, you know, just to tell me what kind of leukemia it is, who
mm-hmm.
is her oncologist,
mm-hmm.
and she's not responding to me. She says I'd rather not talk about it.
Right.
Anyway. But
well,
also
it's hard to be supportive if you don't know really what's going on.
Also, she is married.
Okay. Okay, well that's between the two of you, really. You know, that's something that you guys would need to either work through or walk away from. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's a choice. That's a completely different aspect of a relationship that really should remain between the two of you.
Yeah. I love her.
Huh?
I love her.
Nothing wrong with that. It's all about love. It's all about love.
And that includes loving yourself, Mary, more than anything.
Yeah, that, Gary. I believe that full-hearted.
Amen.
Self first. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not selfish to love. It's not selfish to love yourself. It's empowering, just like it's not selfish
exactly.
as a musician to try to hit the right notes. You know, it's trying to do the job right.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some cards here, and I'm picking up, y'all are both very strong-willed ladies in your own way. And there's
that right.
Yeah, there's like stubbornness and kind of almost, what's a little competition there that kind of gets in the mix. And so you can't change her, but you can change yourself. And you can
mm-hmm.
put yourself at peace. I got a feeling there is a little, I can't divide out how much is BS and how much is true, but there is a little factor there. It's almost like she's playing the sympathy card a little bit, you know?
Yeah,
in some sort of way. So what you said a minute ago, I love her. That's the best thing. Love her, love yourself, and where the two shall not meet, don't lose any sleep over it. Put out your good heart. You know, if you feel like
mm-hmm.
talking and communicating, fine. If you don't, fine. But keep yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally happy. Because when you do that, you're already making the glass full and nobody can knock it over. When it's her or somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I do believe that, Gary.
You got a lot of power in that area. Don't shortchange yourself, Mary. And don't torture yourself over what the other lady may or may not do. Keep your head in the beautiful garden, and that's what you'll see. And that's what will probably bring her around to improve on this relationship as she gets a little more aware of the sympathy cards not working. Does that help?
That's a valid point. You're very right. I mean, I've seen that clearly, but I didn't use the word sympathy card. But I do appreciate it.
I'm just being blunt. That's the way it feels.
Yeah.
It's not she's a bad person. It's that's in her tool bag. It's a long
yeah.
history of that being in her tool bag, and that's just,
yeah.
you know. And it's a tool that she could do without, but you can't rip it out of her hands. You can no longer respond to it as you have, and that's what empowers you.
Oh, I have responded to it. That's true. You swear to believe I
don't go for the sucker punch, girl. Okay.
Okay, that's a thought. I mean, not that I didn't realize that. It's just I didn't want to look at that.
Amen.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm a firm believer many times, huh?
Keep your spirituality high. We're going to go to one more caller in the last couple minutes, Mary. God bless you. Happy New Year and stay empowered, girl.
Happy New Year, honey.
Thank you, darling. Happy New Year to you. Have
you
a good
too.
Night.
You
bye.
Too.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Gary.
And again, to all you folks, you can listen back on the archives. We've got just less than 5 minutes, so 904, are you there? 904? Oops, excuse me, I got to connect you, 904, my fault. You there, 904?
Yes. And Happy New Year.
Who are we speaking
Happy
with?
Happy New Year. Lissandra.
Lissandra. Oh, what beautiful
yes.
names.
Thank you.
Okay, I tell you what, we're going to make this last 5 minutes. I'm going to give you a short reading for about two minutes, and I'm going to let Dawn add it to about 2 minutes, and that'll bring us up to the closing time. Is that cool with you, Lissandra?
Yes.
So you're going to get a quick double whammy here, girl. from two of Psychics Gone Wild's best. You know? And I'm charging these, I got to keep laughing, ladies. Life's too crazy. So I'm charging these 16 stones, and I'm going to give you 3 months in about 2 minutes whenever you say drop, Lysandra. That's all you have to say.
Okay. Drop.
All right, girl. Well, don't be worried about the healing you've been going through. It's going to be very healthy for you. It really is. It's going to put you on a whole new track here with love, with how you feel about love, how you see love going in your life, what you want in plans, what you want in emotions. And it's going to bring a lot of luck to you because you're going to get through this period and come out smelling like a rose. In fact, within the next week and a half or two, you're going to feel more and more empowerment coming to you because of or in spite of what you're processing or letting go.
Okay.
And by the second and into the third week here, it's going to give you such a better idea about relationships and about commitments and about purposefulness and direction into the new year that's going to be quite empowering for you. And by the fourth and fifth week here, it feels like both commitments, jobs, ideas about stability, those all come back into play a lot more than maybe they have been because there's been some intense curveballs recently and some kind of upsets that you're, like I said, clearing and healing. But by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, as you realize how much you've learned and you're able to accumulate all this information, it gives you power over direction. It gives you power over place. It lets you know more about your emotions toward the end of this three-month period and how to not have them thrown out of control. And that's very liberating because by the end of this three-month period, you're coming out with the very luck that this whole sort of chaos has been designed to help you work through. So you're coming out smelling like a rose, Lysandra. Stick with it, girl. I hope that made sense to you.
It did.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half. Mystic Dawn, you add to this lady's beauty.
Well, I have to agree with what Gary said. You have had a lot of changes this year. It's been not an easy year for you, but this new year coming up is going to be much better. Okay, just stay focused. Anything that you want need to put behind you, put it behind you. Focus on moving forward because it's going to be a really good year for you, right? So what you see is what you will bring, okay?
Okay.
And just stay positive. Ask, you know, don't be afraid to ask the universe. You know, guide, lead. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to be a good year for you. All right? It will be. Trust me.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Lysandra, thank you so much for calling in, my dear Mystic Dawn. We are so glad. I'm so glad. And as well as everybody else to have you as a co-host. It's always a pleasure to work with you. And we'll be talking to you next week.
You
okay?
Betcha. Everybody have a wonderful new year. Gary, have a wonderful new year. Stay safe, everyone. And we'll see you next week.
God bless you, sweetheart. Have a good weekend, and I will talk to you next week. And all you folks, come back and join us again. We're so happy to have you with us. Going to go out with a song I wrote a couple years ago called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. See you next week, folks. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Our troubles will disappear.